All right, so we're diving deep today into FHA loans.
Okay.
And more specifically, we're going to be looking at home inspections. Do you need one if you're going with an FHA loan to buy a house? And we've got some great information here from a real estate expert to make sure you're making smart choices as a buyer.
So the interesting thing is that FHA loans don't actually require a home inspection.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I always thought that home inspections were like just part of the deal when you're buying a house, no
Well,
matter what kind of loan you had.
yeah, it's definitely kind of counterintuitive,
Yeah.
but that's what we're going to dig into.
Yeah.
And before we get to inspections, though,
Okay.
let's make sure we're all on the same page about what an FHA loan even is,
Oh.
because they're popular for a reason,
Yeah.
especially with first-time home buyers.
Okay, yeah. So back up for a sec.
Sure.
I know FHA loans are backed by the government.
Right.
But can you remind me, like, why is that such a good thing for buyers?
Absolutely. So FHA loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration.
Okay.
And basically what that means is the government is backing up your loan. And so why would they do that? Well, it encourages lenders to be a lot more flexible with their terms.
Okay.
So because of that government backing, lenders are much more willing to offer things like lower down payments. And they can be a little more lenient on credit requirements too.
So that's a big win for buyers who might not have like a huge pile of cash saved up or perfect credit.
Exactly.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But let's get back to this whole inspection thing.
Okay.
So if I don't have to get one to get an FHA loan,
Right.
why should I even bother? Like, is
Yeah.
it just an extra expense I could totally avoid?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
So think of a home inspection, kind of like a safety net. You know, maybe like getting a used car checked out by a mechanic before you buy it.
Oh.
It might cost you a bit upfront, but it can save you from some major headaches and expenses down the road.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
But what exactly does a home inspector even look at?
Right?
I mean, do they
That's it.
just kind of glance around, or are we talking like serious scrutiny here?
Oh, they get down to the nitty-gritty. Like we're talking
Okay.
everything from the foundation to the roof.
Wow.
They're going to check the plumbing, the electrical HVAC systems, windows, doors, even the grading around the house to see if water drains properly. It's
Okay.
incredibly thorough.
Wow, that's a lot more than I expected.
Yeah.
So if the inspection is that detailed,
Right.
wouldn't some of that stuff get caught during the appraisal?
Well,
Doesn't the FHA require an appraisal before they give you the loan?
you're absolutely right. An appraisal is mandatory for FHA loans,
Okay.
but it is not a replacement for a full home inspection.
Okay.
It's kind of like the difference between like a quick checkup at the doctor's office and a full-blown physical exam.
Okay.
So the appraisal is making sure that the lender isn't overlending and confirming that the house meets those like basic FHA standards for safety and habitability.
Okay.
But a home inspection
Yeah.
that goes way deeper, it's going to uncover those hidden issues that an appraisal might miss.
So the appraisal is making sure the house is like basically sound,
Right.
and the inspection is finding any like potential problems, big or small.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see the value here.
Good.
But honestly, could you give me an example of
Okay.
how an inspection might like save somebody from a real disaster?
Yeah.
Because right now it still kind of feels like an optional extra.
I've got a story that might just change your mind.
Okay.
So I knew someone who was all set to buy this like charming older home. The appraisal went through without a hitch,
Okay.
but luckily they decided to get a home inspection anyway.
Okay.
Well, guess what the inspector found?
What?
A massive crack in the foundation
Oh
that
no.
had been cleverly hidden.
Oh no, that sounds
It
expensive.
would have been, we're talking thousands of dollars to fix.
Yeah.
But because they had that inspection report,
Okay.
they were able to negotiate with the seller.
Okay.
And they said, look, you can either fix this before closing, or you can lower the price to cover the repair costs.
Okay.
And you know what? That inspection saved them a ton of money and stress.
Wow. Okay, that is a powerful example. I'm
Yeah.
starting to see why, like, having that detailed report in hand
Yes.
gives you so much more control. As
Exactly.
the buyer, you're not just crossing your fingers and hoping for the best.
Exactly. And that brings us to the heart of why getting a home inspection is so important.
Okay.
Even with an FHA loan,
Okay.
avoiding those hidden costs is crucial.
Yeah.
You don't want to be hit with like a surprise five-figure repair bill,
Right.
like a few months after you move in, right?
Definitely not.
No.
It seems like finding problems up front
right.
also gives you a much stronger position
yes.
when you're negotiating with the seller.
Absolutely.
Like you can say, hey, fix this roof or lower the price.
You got it. A detailed inspection report can be a powerful bargaining tool.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's also that peace of mind that comes from knowing that your potential new home has been thoroughly vetted
right.
by a professional.
Yeah.
It's like having an expert in your corner.
Yeah.
Making sure you're not walking into a money pit.
Knowing that you're making a smart decision is definitely worth a lot.
Yes.
Especially with something as big as buying a house.
Right.
But hold on. We've talked a lot about the inspection.
Good.
What about the FHA appraisal itself? If
yeah.
it's not as detailed,
right.
what does it actually look at?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So the main job of the FHA appraiser is twofold.
Okay.
First, they figure out the fair market value of the property.
Okay.
And this protects the lender
yeah.
from lending more money than the house is actually worth.
Okay.
And second, they make sure that the property meets those basic FHA standards for safety and habitability.
Okay. So it's like a basic safety check
right.
for both the lender and the buyer.
Exactly.
But you said earlier that it won't catch every little problem.
Right. The FHA is primarily concerned with whether the property meets their minimum requirements to approve the loan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily focused on every little detail
yeah.
that might affect your overall enjoyment of the home
oh,
or yeah. your long-term expenses.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So while the appraisal is important, it's not a substitute for a full inspection.
Exactly.
If you really want to understand the condition of the property.
Yes. And that's why, even though the FHA doesn't require a home inspection,
okay,
we strongly recommend it for anyone buying a home, regardless of the type of loan they're getting.
This has been really eye-opening.
Good.
But let's get practical for a second.
Okay.
How much does a home inspection actually cost?
Sure.
Is it truly worth the expense?
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with all the other costs of buying a house?
Yeah, I totally get that concern. It's, you know, it's natural to want to keep those costs down when you're buying a house.
Yeah.
But, you know, on average, a home inspection is going to cost somewhere between $300 and $500.
Okay.
And that does depend on the size of the property
yeah.
and where you are located.
Okay.
But to answer your question about whether it's worth it.
Yeah.
Well, think of it this way. That $300 to $500 could save you thousands down the road.
That's a good point. I guess you're right. Finding those problems early could really save you a lot of stress and money in the long run.
Exactly.
But are there different types of home inspections?
You're thinking like a pro.
Okay.
Yes, there are actually several different types of inspections.
Okay.
So there's the general home inspection.
Okay.
Which covers all the major systems and components that we talked about earlier.
Right.
But then you can also get specialized inspections for things like the roof,
mm-hmm.
the foundation,
okay.
or the pest situation, if you needed more detailed look at those specific areas.
So how do you know which type of inspection is right for you?
That's where a good real estate agent can be invaluable.
Okay.
They can help you assess the property, consider your concerns,
right.
and recommend the most appropriate inspections based on your specific situation.
That makes sense. Speaking of concerns, one thing that's popping into my head, what happens if the inspection does uncover serious problems?
That's when that inspection report really becomes your best friend.
Okay.
You can use it to negotiate with the seller.
Okay.
You might ask them to fix the problems before you close on the house,
mm-hmm.
or you could negotiate a lower price to compensate for the cost of repairs you'll need to make.
So the inspection report is like your secret weapon.
It can be.
In the negotiation process.
Absolutely.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the FHA appraisal for a minute.
Sure.
We talked earlier about how it makes sure the house meets like basic standards.
Right.
Could you give me some examples of what kinds of things the FHA is looking for?
Sure. They want to make sure that the house is structurally sound.
Okay.
So no major damage to the foundation, the roof, or the walls.
Mm.
They'll check for things like a working heating system.
Okay.
Functional plumbing.
Right.
And safe electrical wiring.
Mm.
They'll also look for any health hazards like mold or lead paint.
Okay.
Basically, they want to make sure that the house is a safe and habitable place to live.
So it sounds like the appraisal is more about making sure the house meets a minimum standard for safety.
Right.
Rather than looking for like every little imperfection.
Exactly. It's like they're making sure the house passes a basic health and safety inspection.
Hmm.
But they're not necessarily going to flag things like a leaky faucet or a squeaky door hinge.
Okay. That helps me understand the difference between the appraisal and the inspection. The appraisal is like the basic check.
Right.
And the inspection is the deep dive that uncovers all the details.
You got, and remember, the FHA's main focus is protecting their investment.
Okay.
By making sure the loan is secured by a property that meets their minimum requirements.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It's not their job to make sure you're getting the perfect dream home.
Right.
Just a house that meets their lending standards.
Exactly. It's up to you as the buyer to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
And make sure that you're comfortable with the condition of the property.
Okay, so we've established that home inspections are a really good idea.
Yes.
Even if they're not technically required for FHA loans.
Correct.
And we've talked about the different types of inspections and what they cover.
Right.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to the main question that we started with. Do you absolutely need a home inspection if you're getting an FHA loan?
Well, technically, no.
Okay.
The FHA doesn't require it.
Okay.
But as we've discussed, it's highly, highly recommended.
Right.
Remember what our source material said.
Yeah.
The moments of truth should not reveal themselves later at a cost that takes a chomp out of the original discounted property price.
Right. Okay. I get it. It's all about being proactive and protecting yourself. But there's still this like nagging feeling. Like, isn't it just another added expense?
I hear you. But remember, the fee for the inspection might save you thousands down the line if it uncovers any serious problems, as the source material states. Think of it as an investment in your peace of mind and your financial well-being.
That's a good point. But let's say you are on a really tight budget.
Okay.
Are there any parts of the inspection that you could potentially skip to save a little money?
Hmm. That's a tempting thought, especially when you're trying to make every dollar count.
Right.
But honestly, I wouldn't recommend skipping any part of a comprehensive home inspection.
Okay.
It's kind of like trying to save money by opting out of certain safety features on a car.
Hmm.
You know, it might seem like a good idea at the time.
Right.
But it could end up costing you a lot more in the long run.
So even if you're feeling the pinch, it's better to just spend a little extra up front.
Yes.
For that peace of mind that comes with like a really thorough inspection.
Absolutely. Think of it as an insurance policy against unexpected and potentially costly repairs down the road.
Okay, this has been incredibly helpful.
Good.
I feel like we've really unpacked this whole FHA loan and home inspection thing.
Yeah.
So for our listener who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with all this information,
yeah,
what's the one key takeaway you want them to remember?
Here it is, plain and simple. Even though FHA loans don't require a home inspection,
okay,
getting one is a smart move.
Okay.
For anyone buying a house,
yep,
it's about protecting yourself, your investment,
right,
and your future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Good.
Any final words of wisdom for our listener as they navigate this exciting but sometimes confusing world of home buying?
If you're thinking about getting an FHA loan,
okay,
make sure to talk to your lender or your real estate agent,
okay,
about both the appraisal and the home inspection.
Okay.
They can give you personalized advice based on your situation and help make sure you're making a smart, informed decision about your future home.
That's great advice.
Okay.
It's always good to have experts on your side to help you navigate the process.
Absolutely.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into FHA loans and home inspections.
Okay.
Hopefully you're feeling a lot more confident and informed about this crucial step in the home buying journey.
It was my pleasure to be here.
And to our listener, remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
The more you know about the home buying process, the better equipped you'll be.
Right.
To make decisions that are right for you.
Absolutely.
Happy house hunting.
Yes.
And join us next time for another deep dive into a topic that matters to you.